The Nexa 3D Zip is a gateway to professional 3D printing. Nexa 3D has sponsored this review. All testing was conducted independently by engineering.com. 3D printers run the gamut from low-cost consumer products to highly specialized industrial machinery, so for engineers looking to explore the technology, it's not always clear where to start. With those engineers in mind, 3D printing specialist Nexa 3D created its new Zip printer, a desktop-sized resin 3D printer with professional performance for an entry-level price. The Zip, pronounced Zip, aims to provide engineers with high-speed prototyping capabilities via Nexa 3D's proprietary resin 3D printing process, lubricant sublayer photocuring LSPC, which the company claims to be 20 times faster than alternative vat polymerization processes. Engineering.com put the Zip to the test, and while its speed isn't quite supersonic, we found it to be a user-friendly 3D printer that should have engineers printing high-quality prototypes in half a day, after learning the ropes, that is. Setting up the Nexa 3D Zip. Setting up the Zip is not as simple as unboxing the printer and hitting start, but it's not too far off. First, you'll need to find a place to put it, and your options are limited. The printer should be kept away from direct sunlight, because UV light cures the resins that serve as 3D printing feedstock. You'll also want a well-ventilated area, because the resins have a strong odor that may attract complaints from nearby coworkers. Sorry again, John. Whatever surface you select, it must be sturdy enough to handle the Zip 65 pounds and measure up to its 16.5 inch, 420 millimeters, width by 14 inch, 350 millimeters, depth by 21 inch, 530 millimeters, height. The rest of the Zip setup process is straightforward, and Nexa 3D provides helpful videos that take users through it step by step. You'll need to insert the build plate and resin cartridge in the printer, which is very easy, and assemble and install the vat, which is slightly trickier and requires setting the Everlast 2 membrane, the slick, transparent interface between the resin and the light that polymerizes it, into the rigid vat frame. A bright touchscreen display on the bottom of the Zip prompts users to register the printer and connect to Wi-Fi, and then it's fit for duty. Getting the Zip from fully boxed to print ready shouldn't take much more than an hour. The printing process. Nexa 3D provides a preloaded test print of 5 small keychains, spaced evenly along the 7.7 by 4.5 inch, 195 by 115 millimeters build plate. With a max height of 8.3 inches, 210 millimeters, the Zip offers a total print volume of 4.8 liters. Using the X-Pro 410 black resin, one of 11 materials compatible with the Zip, the test job takes just shy of 2 hours. Nexa 3D is quick to note that they offer a modeling resin called X45, which prints about 3 times faster than the speeds we experienced with the X-Pro resin, a pace that would enable an entire build volume full of prints in less than 2 hours, according to the company. The keychains printed perfectly on our first test, but with the Zip, parts aren't finished as soon as the last layer is polymerized. After printing, parts must be washed using either high-grade isopropyl alcohol or Nexa 3D's proprietary X-Clean solution. You submerge the parts in your cleanser of choice and agitate them for a few minutes, either by hand or with Nexa 3D's Wash Plus Cure machine, not included with the Zip. Once clean, parts have to be UV cured to reach maximum strength, either by exposing them to direct sunlight for several hours or using the Wash Plus Cure machine. Nexa 3D sent us a Wash Plus Cure machine along with the Zip. While it's a good idea in theory, our unit was only half functional. In wash mode, it spins a rotor on the bottom of the included wash bucket, which stirs the cleanser around the part. However, in most of our tests, the load on the motor was clearly too high, as it would consistently shut down after a few seconds. We had no problems with cure mode, which simply shines a UV light on the printed parts. Almost every 3D printed part requires support structures to keep it intact while printing, and at some point, you'll need to remove these supports. This can be done at any stage in the process. We generally did it after washing and before curing. Supports are generally thin, scaffolding-like structures that are designed to snap off, but depending on the shape of your part and how it's oriented while printing, the supports can be awkward to remove. There will almost always be little nibs of support remaining no matter what, and to help remove them, Nexa 3D supplies a roll of tools including snips, files, and scrapers. Once you're comfortable with the process, finishing parts printed with a Zip is not difficult. However, it is a bit messy and time-consuming. Accounting for washing time, drying time, Nexa 3D recommends air-drying washed parts for at least 30 minutes, curing time. It varies depending on the resin and part size, but an hour is typical, and support removal time. Expect post-processing to add at least another 2 hours to every print. Print quality. Polymerization-based 3D printers like the Zip are known for making strong and accurate parts, and the variety of resins available for these printers means that parts can be tailored to a given application. Every resin has its own mechanical properties, print times, washing and curing requirements, and cost. For instance, Nexa 3D's X-Pro 410 resin prints parts with extreme accuracy and an exceptional surface finish, according to the company, while ZAB's 3843 Black is a tough and durable material with the aesthetics of injection molded black ABS. While we couldn't test all 11 supported resins, those we did test, including X-Pro 410 and ZAB's 3843 Black, lived up to those descriptions. The prints that succeeded were accurate and looked great, and would look even better with a little extra surface finishing. But some of our prints failed, and in different ways. Some parts failed to print entirely, issue which can be caused by contaminated resin, for example, if tiny bits of support structure wind up in the vat. The Zip can clear these contaminants by curing the bottom layer of the vat, which users then peel away with an included cleaning tool. Other parts began to print, but failed partway through. The culprit in these cases was likely insufficient support structures. Once or twice we would find an unfinished part had fallen into the vat below. Finally, some parts printed all the way through but had deformities ranging from slight warping to missing pieces. Again, insufficient supports were likely to blame. Setting up print jobs is an acquired skill, and though Nexa 3D offers several tips for doing it better, some of them rely on the company's subscription software, Nexax Pro for Zip. We exclusively use the free included software Nexax for Zip, which has fewer features. Final thoughts on the Zip. The Nexa 3D Zip has an MSRP of $6,295, making it the company's most affordable 3D printer by a mile. The entry-level price combined with a compact size makes the Zip an intriguing option for engineers eager to explore 3D printing. But heed this lesson from our experience with the Zip: 3D printing is something of an art form, and it requires trial and error. There are a few things that need to be considered to ensure print success, whether it be design choices, thin shells don't print easily, or poor print setups. Just because the software generates supports doesn't mean they'll work, so you can expect to spend some time and resin on figuring out what works and what doesn't. But when it does all come together, the Zip pulls off some impressive prints.